This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, I know. Disney is ridiculous. They're like the most annoying company at this point. They're like, we're going to remake all of our movies and make them bad.
Yeah.
And you're still going to come see them. And also, we own 1,200 different things and we're all putting them on our own streaming services and we still put them out weekly.
Yep, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, screw Disney.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. We're back again another week. It's Spider and Ashley. How's it going, Ashley?
It's actually been pretty good.
Yeah?
Well, like, yeah, man, Maki is like doing so good. I'm so glad.
So happy to hear that.
Oh my God. Because he's like, you know, he couldn't walk and then like he could kind of walk. And now he can walk again. He's still got problems. So a lot of times his back legs, especially his left one, will give out on him.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, he can still just walk around. He's got his appetite back. He'll eat. He'll drink by himself. And he's become really needy. He just chases me around and tries to get me to pet him and pull me out me if I don't. But yeah, he's gotten so good. And so I still want to get him all his tests and everything to figure out what happened and mm-hmm. how to, you know, figure out how to prevent it from happening again. Because especially one of the things because a lot of his symptoms could be so many things, but one of the things is a stroke. And it said, like, that could be, like, cats can bounce back from that really quickly within a couple weeks, like, way better than people can.
Uh-huh.
So especially with how he's bounced back after all that, I'm wondering if still maybe that's what he had. So I still want to figure out why. Like, what happened, and is there a way I can, like medicine I can give him or surgery or something so that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
But at least I know he's doing better. So
that's
there's
good.
That. Happy, yeah. How have you been?
Happy to hear that. I've been good. Just this week. I mean, even though it's only been one day this week since Labor Day was yesterday.
That's true.
But I know it's going to be busy. Prepping for travel. Mm-hmm. My 2 weeks of travel turned into 3 weeks of travel, so for the rest of the month, I'm going to be traveling, and probably a couple of weeks in October, too. Probably a week in November, which we weren't anticipating, because normally at the beginning of October, it's kind of our slow season. I kind of start the slow season until after the holidays, like around the third week of January is when we kind of start ramping up again. But we're so far behind on our classes and we're so short staffed that, you know, everybody's got to go out. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. But other than that, no, things have been good. Can't complain.
Yeah. Yeah, today was like my first, like we had 2 days of work last week, but today was like more like my first kind of day back at work, especially because I'm going to be having new hours or at least more hours.
Okay.
And we're not sure exact because technically I'll be working through another company now. Like I'll still work in the same place, but I'll be working like I'll be getting paid through another company and that's how they're getting me more hours. But so once I just filled out all the paperwork today. So once that all gets filed by next week, I'll figure out kind of what my new schedule will be. But that'll definitely be nice having more hours because it means more money. And that's like totally something I need because I am struggling by myself.
Yeah. That's definitely understandable. That's one of the harsh realities of being an adult when your expenses starts to outweigh your income. And even uh-huh. if it's not by a lot, just like a little bit starts to kind of put you behind.
And yeah, well, yeah. As soon as you start getting behind, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Unless like you get like a really good payday, but even that is like, well, now that I have a really good payday, time to buy like some extra groceries or something, right. You know? Yeah, it sucks, but with the more hours, hopefully I'll be able to get an extra 10 hours a week.
Oh,
or I don't know if it's a week or per pay period, but either way, I'll get an extra 10 hours. So.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Well, hopefully that helps you out.
I'm excited for it. especially because, like, because they said I'll probably be working more in the mornings rather than the afternoons. Mm-hmm. And I would love that because that means I'll be working more with the younger kids. And because in the afternoon, it would be daycare. And that's kids ages 3 to 15. I'm not very good with older kids.
Yeah.
I'm much better with younger kids. So, like, I would be working mostly with just, like, the 3 and 4 year olds in the morning.
Okay.
So I would love that to just be able to hang out. Like, today was my first day in the room.
Mm-hmm.
There's 19 kids total in the room, but today there were only 8 because they're not all full time. Some of them only come like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, or some come all 5 days. But today there was only 8 of them, and one of them I already knew, so I only had to learn 7 names, and they were all wearing name tags, luckily.
helpful, very helpful.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I just prefer working with younger kids. It's just so, I don't know, much easier than having to try and deal with. Like, I can deal with, like, oh, he took my toy much better than, like, he called me fat. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then the older kids are just so much more defiant.
Yeah.
Just so much harder to control. They
definitely are.
Or to keep under control. And especially, you know, there are some that we have that are just, like,
awful.
Just don't listen. And, yeah, just do what they want. Just don't awful. Listen. And don't follow any of the rules, think the rules don't apply to them, and it's just like, man, I don't know what to do.
That's a very tough situation. That's why I respect, like, teachers and mm-hmm. education providers and all, you know, those kind of professions, because you're dealing with other people's kids and different personalities and different mm-hmm. moods and different traits. And you have to, because of course, what works for one person won't work for the mm-hmm. other. And you can't lump everybody into the same bucket. And it's so hard to just be able to deal with all of that. And then, yeah, like you have those kids or young adults or young people that just, they don't want to listen. They don't mm-hmm. want to cooperate. You can't reason with them. They're loud, they're violent, they're aggressive, and it's like, mm-hmm. What do you do?
Yeah, like, I still have it. I mean, I only worked, you know, last year is my first year, and it's only the school year, so only a few months, really, but,
yeah.
Well, most of the year, I guess, technically, but I mean, that doesn't count, like, you know, break time and all that kind of stuff, and days off school.
Right.
But, yeah, I just much prefer. I don't know what it is about younger kids. They're just so much easier, and you would think that they wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But, well, at least babies are hard, especially when, like, you have one that's like, I want to be held all the time, all day.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's fine if, like, you have a stay-at-home parent. But mm-hmm. when, like, you work at a daycare and you have other babies, it's just impossible. You just can't hold them all the time because you have other kids to take care of and, you know, lunch to make and all that, because we had a baby like that before, where because the mom at home always held him in a papoose,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine for at home, but it just got him used to always being held, and so it just kind of sucked. He would just cry all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm busy, I can't, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, like, babies can be more tricky, but I don't know, 3 and 4 year olds are just, I don't know, not as hard. At least, like, today, there was only the 8 of them. I don't know if we have any days where there's going to be all 19 of them there on the same day. I hope mm-hmm. not. But there could be. And I haven't even met, you know, half the kids yet. So I don't know how they'll be. But hopefully it all works out.
Yeah, I just feel like younger kids are a little bit easier. Not necessarily to reason with, but it's you can talk to them. And at least for the majority of them, they'll listen to you, because for the ones that respect you as an adult or respect you as the person who's in charge, they'll understand what it is that you're trying to explain to them. Whereas teenagers who feel like they know more than you, you know, if not just as much as you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll tell them something like, oh, I don't have to listen to you. You're not my mom. Right. And so you get those defiant attitudes because they feel like, oh, I'm, you know, 13, 14, 15. I know I've lived life. I know what it is that I'm talking about. I don't need somebody to tell me what to do because I know exactly what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. That's, and then like the younger kids, it's just so much easier to be like, hey, can you clean up your toys? Or like, hey, you know, you gotta go to the bathroom before we get on for nap. And they're like, I don't want to. It's like, I'll time you. Like, go as quick as you can. I bet you could be really fast. They're like, okay.
Like, you know. Right. You add a little bit of fun to it and their attitude just changes.
And they're so much easier to like add fun to things. Cause I don't know. It's like older kids. Like, I'll time you. And they're like, no. And it's like, oh man. Like, where do I go from here?
Like, what? You're going to time me while I go to the bathroom? That's weird. You're creepy. Get away from me.
Yeah, but the little kids love it. They're like, yes! Like, they're so, you know, if you make it into a game, they love it. But older kids, just so much harder to make anything into a game and have them interested in it and, you know.
But, like, older kids, you have to bribe them.
Yeah, like, and like,
look, I'll give you, like, $2 if you just chill out for a minute. but then it's like, well, what is $2 gonna get me? Like, I don't know. You, like, get a soda out of the machine or something.
Most of the kids that we have that come to daycare are mostly between like first and eighth grade, I guess.
Okay.
And then we have a few that are in like kindergarten or whatever, but the ones who come regularly are more like in between first and eighth. And they're just like, because then it's a whole age range, and then, you know, some of the older kids who I think this year one's in fifth and one's in third, they're both just, and especially to like the younger kids, like the one, she was in second grade last year, she would just always bully the one that was in pre-K and or ages and stages, so they were like 3 and 4 years old and they were brothers, and she just always like would boss them around and just say mean things to them and stuff, and it's like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
I can't even deal with, like, second graders. But, yeah, it's like, I don't know, even after spending all last year with them, and then the person that I worked with, she's worked there for, I don't know, I asked one kid that we have how long she's worked there. She said maybe, like, 4 years, plus she's had kids of her own.
Oh, okay.
So she kind of has a better understanding. I'm like, man, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But, man, kids are a mess.
They are. Yeah, they really are.
That's all I got from that. But today was a nice day because there wasn't a lot of kids at daycare, and I got to spend most of my day with the younger kids. So today was good, and that'll be at least for the rest of the week for me, and we'll see about next week.
Oh, that is good. That is very good to hear.
Yes.
So moving on from kids, but kind of staying in the same realm of relatives. So my topic for this week, if you can recall, what is the funniest thing that you can remember one of your relatives doing? And to give
I'm sure I think of something.
To give you some time to think of it, I'll tell you what mine was. I want to say, I don't remember the year, but I was a kid, so take that how you want to. But it was the first time that I flew on a plane, and I think it was the first time that my brother flew on a plane too. But we took a family trip to DC. So it was me, my mom, my brother, her second husband, his son, and one of his nephews. And so we all went to DC. We went to go meet a friend of my mom's, and we stayed with her. And so she took us around DC, see all the monuments, and, you know, basically just be a tourist in DC. Mm-hmm. So it was one day we were walking, going from one monument to the next, and we were kind of walking next to a park, and there were a bunch of squirrels running around. And so for whatever reason, my stepdad's nephew, he wanted to chase after the squirrels. So it was like he would run after a squirrel and it'd scurry up a tree, and then he'd run after another squirrel and it'd scurry up a tree, and he, you know, he'd get away from him. And then he found this one squirrel. So he takes off after the squirrel. And so the squirrel is like running away from him, trying to get away. And he's right behind it, keeping up with the squirrel. So the squirrel, like, goes straight for a tree. And I'm like, okay, the squirrel's about to go run up the tree. But the squirrel, like, hit the tree and then pivoted, like, 90 degrees and went the exact opposite direction. And my stepdad's nephew ran smack into the tree. And we died laughing at him. Of course, you know, first making sure that he wasn't hurt or anything. But the squirrel just faked the hell out of him. Just like, with such quickness and precision, just on a tree, off the tree, in a complete different direction. And he, I guess because he couldn't slow down, because he was running full speed after the squirrel. Why you run full speed after the squirrel? I don't know. Because it's like, I'm thinking back on it as an adult. I'm like, what would he have done if he caught the squirrel?
Nothing, but I don't know. It's like people who chase after birds.
And so it was so hilarious. He just smacked him into the tree, just face first.
That squirrel was like, you're terrorizing all of us squirrels. I will put an end.
He was like instant karma. He was the champion squirrel for the day.
The other squirrels are like, oh my god. Oh man. Man. Well, okay. So this summer we went up north, mm-hmm. and my dad couldn't come the first day because he had to work. So he ended up coming later that night. He got done early enough, but he didn't come up at all the same time we did. And my mom can't read a map for the life of her. I don't know why. Anytime she has to go somewhere she's never been before, she panics and will, like, do everything in her power to have either my dad or grandma drive, because she just can't read a map and she just hates being lost, and that's all she does is get lost. So
that's all she does is get lost.
So it was my grandma and my sisters who were in my grandma's car, and then it was my mom, me, and my brothers in my mom's car, and grandma was leading us because she doesn't need a map anyway, because she knows how to get up there because she's done it, you know, however long, and technically mom has too, but you know. either way, grandma knows how to read a map too. And so she was in front of us and we were behind her, and I was in the passenger seat, and like, we were going fine for a while, but then there was, like, stop-and-go traffic. And it wasn't even on, like, the highway. It was on, like, a... I don't know what it's called. It's, like, something like a highway, but not exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Where it looks more rural, and there are, like, stops that you can, like, you know, stores and stuff you can pull off to. But for the most part, it's just road, and you can go pretty fast on it.
Okay.
I'm sure that has a term, but we were on something like that. But it was stop and go. You know, it's like 4th of July time, so everyone's going up north.
Right.
It especially the fact that mom's car and grandma's car had so much stuff in it, so, you know, it weighed it down. So it kind of, and especially mom's car isn't that great because she's had it forever. It's really took her a minute to kind of get going. And by the time she got going, grandma would usually stop on her brakes because, you know, the stop and go traffic. So then mom would have to too. So it'd really be like, finally get going, have to stop. Finally get going. Like, it was like that. And then at one point, mom, I was looking down because I was looking at my phone because I was changing the song or something. And mom was looking off to the side or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up And it registered in like a split second of like, mom was still going and wasn't on the break, and grandma was stopped in front of us. And
oh, we were... no.
I couldn't, like, it happened so fast, but like I looked up and registered it before, but nothing could come out of my mouth by the time like mom looked ahead of us, right, you know, before I could even say anything. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't remember what she said. She said like shit or something, but she like quickly stomped on her brakes and like tried to turn to the side, desperately trying to not hit grandma. Didn't work. So you just hear like skirt dunk, and we're like, oh. Grandma pulls off to the side, and so we do as well. Grandma gets out of the car, just laughing, and comes over like to us, and just looks at the two cars, and then she just waves her hand, still laughing, and gets back in the car. And then we pull back onto the road. And we talked about it later because we ended up stopping for lunch, mm-hmm. and we really looked at it. I think there might have been like a little dent in like grandma or mom's car, both of them or something. It was not like it sounded way worse than it was. There was like nothing really, but it was just so funny. And we stopped because we were talking to my sisters about it too, because Alyssa was in the front, like in the passenger seat, Maddie was in the back, and apparently Maddie was trying to sleep, and that just woke her up.
Oh.
So she was like trying to sleep, and that, you know, you just hear a skirt chunk, and then they get pushed forward.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that was so scary for like a second. It was just like, my mom realized, like, once we got on back on the road before we even stopped for lunch, she was like, did I? So I was like, that was my first car accident. Like, it was nothing, but you know. And she's like, did I just give all of my kids their first car accident at the same time? She did. It was just so funny. It was just like, and then another time when we were on the road before we got up there, there was something on the side of the road. I was like, mom, look. She was like, no. Like,
I'm not looking away. I'm never taking my eyes off the road again.
It was so funny. None of us like, that was the last thing we would have thought happened. And luckily there was like, you know, no damage, but it was just so funny.
Yeah.
So that was a good time. That was how our up north started.
Oh, wow. Speaking of moms, it was, my brother was in the band in high school, and my mom's current husband is, oldest two sons were also in the band because they all went to the same school. Mm-hmm. And when his second oldest son was, I don't think it was his senior, it might have been his sophomore or his junior year, their high school band got chosen to play in the Parade of Roses in California.
Hmm.
And so we all took a trip out there. Because my mom was part of, like, the band booster club, as well as my stepdad and everything. And so, of course, well, my stepdad chose to go to school, and then my mom took us. me, my brother, and then my stepdad's other sons. So we all went. And, you know, we had a good time. We went to Disneyland, which I think is the one in California. I always mix the two up.
Yeah, I never know.
But I think Disneyland is the one in California because that was the original. Disney World. Or is it Disney World in California because it's bigger? I don't know.
Hold on.
One of the Disneys. And so we went to Disney. We did the Universal Studios thing. We saw the Hollywood sign. You know, all the stuff that you do when you're like in LA or whatever. And I don't even remember the name of the restaurant that we were in, but we went to a restaurant to go get dinner one night. And so we're all sitting at the table. We're sitting in the booth. There's a booth up against the wall. And then, you know, there's the chairs on the other side of the table. And so my mom's sitting in the booth with her back against the wall. And I'm sitting directly in front of her. And we're all just talking, having a good time. We're laughing and everything. And then somebody said something. And my mom, she laughed so hard, she went to throw her head back to laugh. Mm-hmm. And she went, ha, 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 boom. And just, like, hit the back of her head on the wall so hard. And then we probably would have been worried had she not still been laughing. Because she was originally laughing at the joke, and then that turned into her laughing at how hard she hit her head on the wall. We were in tears. It was so funny. And then I think that same night we were walking back to the hotel, and there was sort of like an underground shopping center type thing where you could like walk through to get back to the hotel or something. Mm-hmm. And so there was just a small set of stairs, probably like no more than 5 or 6. But there was a railing going down the stairs, just kind of like in the middle of the stairwell. So us being boys, of course, we all, you know, want to slide down a railing. Because it was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. All the shops were closed and everything, but you could still kind of just walk through. So mm-hmm. we're all sliding down the rail, sliding down the rail, sliding down the rail. So my second youngest stepbrother, he went to slide down the rail. And I don't know what happened, why he went so fast. But when he got, he slid down the rail, but he slid down with such speed that it just like launched him off the end. And he just went flying and just face planting into the floor. And so, of course, we doubled over laughing at him. It was like, it's like nobody could explain it. Nobody even knew what happened. It was like, how? It's like, it's not like he was the smallest, because my youngest brother was the youngest, so he was the smallest. So I don't know if it was the lack of weight that carried him off. We couldn't explain it. It was just, we were dumbfounded. But he just flew.
Man, one time up north, I was young, I don't remember, but we have it on videotape. I was like 5, I think it was up north, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
My papa had a van, like a, you know, big blue van, that was his car. And that was one of the things we took up north. I probably went with them, because at the time I was the only kid. And, you know, at the time in like wine tasting rooms, they also had like toys for if you brought your kids, you know, they could play because they can't do anything else. And because my mom, my aunt, and my grandma always went wine tasting. And I don't know why Papa was with them. I don't know if he drank wine or what, but I know he was there because they got it on tape of him sitting in another blue van that wasn't theirs, but he thought was. Mm-hmm. So he was just sitting in the car and they're like, Dad, that's not our car. We need to get out of it. Like, what are you? That's not the right car. Please. You're going to get the cops called on you.
Somebody's just going to come on and just going to see a strange man sitting in their van.
Like, he went to go sit, like, I'll go wait in the car. And then waited to pull over this car.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, please. I don't remember exactly because it's been a long time since I watched that video, but I know that was like the gist of it. Apparently also one time, it was Papa, Mom, and Dad
mm-hmm.
were in, like, who went up north or something at like a different time from when we did. And apparently he made a wrong turn somewhere and he was just like, I don't know, going around some area, and he didn't, you know, this is well before like real good like GPS and stuff and like smartphones. And he didn't know where he was, and he was just desperately looking for the lake, because if you could find the lake, you could pretty much just go around it until you find out where we are.
Right.
And he's like, I can't find the damn lake. It's so big. Why can't I find it? Like, I don't understand. And Mom said, she was just like, Dad, let's just go home. We've been here for hours and we don't know where we are. Just turn around.
Oh, no.
So Papa's a time up north. Those were like years and years ago, though.
Yeah.
That was a good time. I know there was one time where one of the places that sometimes we pass, one of the cities, it's called Pinconning. But,
okay.
You know, it there's no E, but it looks like pine coning. So my cousin and I were like, pine coning? And just like very confused, making fun of it. My dad's like, it's Pinconning. Like, you're idiots.
Like, hey, I'm just saying what I see.
Yeah, and we were also at the time, you know, we were like, I don't know, early teenagers or something. So
yeah,
just, we're like, pine coating. Like, there's also, man, there's a town that's up north somewhere. I don't remember what it's called. Oh, it's like, it's pronounced Shawby Town, but it looks like it's spelled like Peshaw Best Town. So it's like it's saying like, Peshaw Best Town. This is the best town. We've just made fun of that every time we pass it. We just say it. There, my grandma's always like, it's Shawby Town.
Peshaw Best Town.
Because it's, you know, like Native American or whatever. I assume it's Native American or French. Those are like the two things we have here. I got one more that I could think of because it happened this year up north.
Okay.
It was just, we were having breakfast, maybe lunch up north. And it was like, my grandma plays, I don't know what station it is, but it's like 70s-ish era, like radio station. Mm-hmm. That's like the kind of music it plays. So, you know, that's what she listens to as she cooks, and she'll sing along or whatever. And we all just listen to it. Like, we're, I don't know, that's just our up north music. We're just used to it. And mom knew the song, and she was, like, singing along, but, you know, really off-key and just trying to be funny.
Uh-huh.
And then grandma was like, stop! Like, she was so serious. She was like, stop it! She's like, you're ruining the song! And mom just made this face like, oh, my God. It was just so funny how serious grandma was. Like, stop!
Oh, wow.
I don't know why she was so upset about it.
Because she was, your mom was ruining the song. She couldn't enjoy it anymore.
I guess. Like, she just sounded so serious. Like, she was scolding a kid, and it is her kid. But it was still just like, you know, mom's in her 40s, and she's like, stop. Like, she's scolding a young child.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's funny.
That was a good time.
Stop. Just stop it right now.
That's what she was. And I was like, whoa. Like, why are you so angry about this? That's what she's just like, she's ruining the song. Like, oh my God. She's like, this is the best part. Like, okay, grandma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, up north is fun.
It sounds like it. Well, a lot of good memories.
Yeah, I mean, we go there every year, and it's the only time that we're, like, all together, or at least that grandma's with us and stuff, too. Especially this time, because I hadn't lived with my parents the new year, so then it was, like, living with my parents and siblings again, and I was like, oh, I hate it. It was not fun.
Yeah, I feel like anytime you get together with your entire family, it's always just something hilarious that ends up happening.
I know.
I'm pretty sure I told this story in a podcast before. It's probably one of the early episodes we had when we were talking about our favorite holidays and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that I love New Year's Eve so much is because my family gets together and we go to my uncle's house and we light off fireworks in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told the story about how my uncle almost blew us all up, but just the funniest part about it was my cousin was recording that night and just watching the video back afterwards, because so for any of the listeners who haven't heard this story before, it was New Year's Eve. We were lighting off fireworks, and we had the, they call them the mortars, where you stick the little ammunition down the tube, and then you light it, and it shoots up. And mm-hmm. so, my uncle was doing that. We had a table in the middle of the yard. I was lighting off like a box of like the little rockets or whatever, and he was lighting off the mortars. So in all of his age and wisdom, he decided, well, I'll take the extra rounds and I'll put them on the ground at my feet. So that way, when I light one off, I can just bend down, pick up another one, put it in, light that one off. And so we count down to midnight. He starts lighting off the mortar. I'm trying to light off the box on the other side of the table. And of course, when you light the fuse on the mortar, it sparks. One of the sparks fell down onto the extra ammunition under the table, and it lit, and lo and behold, there was a huge explosion.
As Happy the fireworks. New Year!
pretty much. But so, after all of the confusion and us trying to figure out what happened, we watched the video back, and my uncle, he lights the one off that's already in the tube. The sparks drop down to the extra ammunition. We can see him observe what he just did. Instead of warning anyone, saying, get back, move, run, something, he just silently backed up, moved out of the way, and then you just see a blinding flash of light in the video.
He got caught on camera.
He got caught on camera just leaving us all out to dry.
What a time.
I honestly, I don't know how I didn't catch like the brunt of that. Because I was literally right on the other side of the table. And I have no idea how I came out of that unharmed.
What? I don't know. Why wasn't he like, hey, guys?
Maybe something.
Maybe you should back up because you might get real hurt.
There was no look of worry in his face. There was no sense of dread, sense of panic. There was no urge. There wasn't even any urgency in the way that he moved away from the table. He just ever so casually backed up, walked away, and he just let everything go off.
He's lucky someone didn't get hurt.
He is. I had one cousin who was recording it, and then there was another cousin who was taking pictures. I have a picture in my phone because at the far end of the yard, my younger cousin, she was lighting off firecrackers on the back fence. And so she was coming back towards the house so she could watch everything else. And it just so happened that when she was kind of right parallel or perpendicular with the table where I was, that's when it went off. And then when it went off, you can see her kind of like ducking away from the explosion. And my cousin got the most epic photo of that exact moment. And because I'm on my phone right now using the MiFi or the hotspot, as soon as we get off, I'll show you that picture. I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. It is so great. But
that's great.
But this is the last memory. Just speaking of family getting together and hilarious things happening. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, me, my mom, my brother, and my stepdad, we lived in a shotgun house that was a double. So we lived on one side, and my grandmother and my great aunt lived on the other side. And so, you know, whenever my mom and my stepdad went to work or they were out, my great aunt and my grandmother would be the one that washed us. And, you know, because my grandmother worked too, but my great aunt was retired, so normally she would be the one who was watching us. Mm-hmm. And for her, I want to say her 60th or her 65th birthday, they wanted to throw a surprise party. So all of the family got on our side of the house and they gathered in the kitchen and they had a cake and they were lighting it. And my grandmother took my great aunt out to dinner. And, you know, since this was before the day of cell phones, we had to just kind of like time it out. like, hey, mm-hmm. take her out to dinner, try to bring her back home about this time. So somebody was looking out the front door, well, out the front window, to see when they pulled up. And so when they pulled up, they, my grandmother and my great aunt, they went on their side. So I don't know who exactly did, but somebody in our family sent me as a 4 or 5 year old child. It was like, go get your auntie, tell her that we need her on this side of the house. So I know
the surprise.
I know at this point that there's a surprise party for her, but I don't know the significance of a surprise party with the keyword being surprise. So they come inside. I go over to their side of the house, and she's, you know, she's going to her room. She's putting all her stuff down. And so I go up to her and I say, Auntie, you need to come over to our side of the house. Everybody's over there. They have a surprise party for you. And so she just laughs at me. She's like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, they have a surprise party for you. Come on, you gotta, they're waiting for you. And so she goes over there, and of course all the lights are out and everything. And so she goes into the kitchen, they turn the lights on, yell, surprise. You know, she, you know, smiles and she laughs. And she was like, I can't say that I was surprised because I was just told that you guys had a surprise party for me. And so everybody looks at me and was like, really? Like, how could you tell her? And I'm like, I didn't know. Like, you told me to go get her.
Yeah, I knew what was going on. I figured she should know as well. Be like, hey, everyone's here for you. Come on.
And they every year after that, on her birthday, like up until she passed away, they all would remember, like, hey, did you remember that time we had a surprise party? You told it was a that we had a surprise for.
Yeah, don't send a kid who doesn't understand surprise party. No,
don't send them over to get the surprisey.
Surprisey. What a good time family is sometimes.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Well, time to move completely away from that and start some shit. All right.
Uh-oh.
So, what is something that is popular that, you know, not necessarily that you hate, but just you don't like whether it's like a TV show or, you know, a video game or, I don't know, something that's popular that you don't like or annoys you because people talk about it all the time or
Game
something.
Of Thrones.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that, but that would also be one of my answers now.
I mean, I guess not so much since it's over now, but yeah, when Game of Thrones was on, I was like, don't talk about Game of Thrones around me. I don't want to hear about it. I don't watch it. I have no reason to want to hear anything about Game of Thrones, especially when it seeped into things that I normally watch. When they would do like a spoiler cast on the RT podcast, when they would talk about Game of Thrones, I'm like, oh, we're going to talk about, you know, the latest episode of Game of Thrones for, you know, from this time stamp to this time stamp. So if you don't want to hear about it, then just don't listen. I'll just completely check out, turn the podcast off. This final season, Kind of Funny has they call their podcast In Review Podcast, where they take like certain franchises and they do reviews of them. Like, they started off with the MCU In Review, because they were leading up to, I want to say they were leading up to Black Panther at first. And so it came out and was like, if you watch every single movie once a week, starting from Iron Man, you'll get up to Black Panther by the time you watch all of them. So they started doing that. And so once they finished with the MCU In Review, they started doing other franchises. Like, they did Spider-Man, they did the X-Men. Like, right now they're doing Harry Potter. And so when I subscribed to the In Review podcast on my phone, this season, for the final season of Game of Thrones, then all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting, when they're doing the Game of Thrones every episode, every week, I'll get the, you know, it'll automatically download to my phone. I'm like, I don't want this. I don't listen to Game of Thrones. And so Yeah, Game of Thrones would definitely be a big one when it came out. Just like Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead when those were big.
Mm-hmm.
I guess The Walking Dead is still going on, but I really don't hear too many people talking about it that much anymore. No. Let me see. That's TV. I don't feel like there are a lot of popular movies that I don't really care for that people talk about. Or music so much.
I should just go look in my freaking Tumblr block tags. Because
speaking of that, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's where, like, all the TV shows and things I'm sick of hearing, and at least people tag or with something or characters, or I always block those tags just because I get sick of hearing about it.
I know, I don't know the exact name of the anime, but it's called, like, Free or something. I think it's, like, the
swimming anime.
Yeah, the swimming anime. Yes. And I don't know if it just all of a sudden got big or
recently?
What was going on. This was like a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. I think yeah, that was... it was new a couple years ago. Okay, like when I was in like high school.
No, then it wasn't that far back.
Well, they had 3 seasons. That wasn't that long ago. I only graduated like 5 years ago.
It was less than 5 years ago because I've only been, I guess I have been on Tumblr for 5 years. So maybe it was 5 years ago. But I think that was like one of the first things that I blocked on Tumblr. Because I guess the people that I followed who were like Achievement Hunter fans, of course a good number of them are already in anime. But a lot of them were into Free. And I was like, I'm sick of seeing anime boys in Speedos and swim goggles. And it was that one. I think there was another volleyball one, and then there was Haikyuu, and then there was a basketball one, I think.
Croco no basketball?
I don't know what it was. I just know I was seeing a whole lot of it, and I was like, I need to block this because I'm sick of it.
Croco no basuke or basket?
You would probably know better than I do.
Because let me tell you, if those are the 3... I have watched all 3 of them.
Oh, and what was the ice skating one?
Oh, Yuri on Ice?
Yeah, I had to block that one too.
I also watched that one.
Now, I feel bad because... I don't know. I feel like I'm being stereotypical.
Well, it just gets to the point where it just, you know, you just see it enough. And whether it, like, maybe it's just something you're just not interested in. But when you see it enough, you just get annoyed with it.
Yeah.
That's understandable. That's what most of my block tags are. It's just people that I follow that I don't want to unfollow, but they post a lot of things I don't care about, so I just block the tags.
Yeah. And I think another couple things that I block. I blocked Homestuck. I just never...
I was never around when that was... Well, I guess I was kind of around when it was big, but enough to where I would go to cons and there were plenty of people cosplaying it. I don't know if they have anymore. I haven't been to a con in a while, but...
I don't know. I never... understood it, but I never took the time to understand it.
Yeah, and I never read it.
I just left it alone. And Undertale.
Which... Oh, that's one of mine!
Really?
I watched my cousin play the whole game, and she was real into it, and I'm just like, I hate this the whole time. I don't know what it is about it. Like, I watched a playthrough of the whole game, and I just didn't like any part of it. Like, it's just everything. She's like, I'm so attached to these characters. I'm like, I'm not. I don't care. They could die. I don't care. Like, people are like, oh no, the genocide route. And I'm like, oh, man. It just means, I don't know. And then everyone was playing it and everyone was like, it's so great. People were like, it's so great. And I'm like, I don't know if it's a bad game or not, per se. Obviously, lots of people like it, so I'm sure it's not, but it's just not for me.
Right. Yeah, I was the same way, because everybody gave it, like, amazing reviews, and like, oh, I'm so emotional over, you know, these characters, and all the fan art, and the fanfics, and all this other kind of stuff. I was like, I'd like to play it, to experience it for myself, but I don't have Steam, so...
What kind of gamer are you?
A gamer with a MacBook.
Mm.
So computer games are not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I've watched my cousin play it. So I was on Skype with her while she played it, and it was just, I don't know, she was super into it, and I just wasn't at all. And it's just, I don't know what it was about it. It's just, I didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
And I was already kind of annoyed because people were talking about it all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, maybe, you know, my cousin was like, I want to play it. It sounds good. And, you know, she just played it while I watched or whatever. And she had a great time. And I don't know, I just couldn't get into it. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Ray played it. Mm-hmm. He streamed it not too long ago. And
he did the genocide route.
Did he?
Yeah, because I guess it was voted on at RTX or something, Bit War for it, and people—that's what they voted for, or something. So that's what he did.
Gotcha. So it's like I saw him, and normally when he plays games that I'm interested in seeing how they are, but not necessarily interested enough to buy them myself, I'll watch his videos, and I just couldn't bring myself to watch it. I was like, I kind of want to see the game, but then I kind of just don't want to spend my time watching it.
Yeah, like Game Grumps were live streaming it recently, like in the past couple months. And I don't like actively try to watch their streams, but if they happen to be on when I happen to be like looking at YouTube or something, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But then they would always, they're like, oh, next stream is Undertale. Like, oh. No, why? And they played, I guess, that whole game or something, but obviously I didn't watch any of those streams or any of the VODs or anything. I'm just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Game Grumps are like, it's good. I'm like, ah, oh, man, maybe, but I don't like it. And I know that's a thing that, you know, so many people like, especially on Tumblr. So that's why I was like, wanna start some shit? Another thing that I've got is Stranger Things.
Oh, I love Stranger Things.
See, I've watched the whole thing.
But you don't like it?
No, I like it, but that's just all. I like it. People like, I don't know, they're like, it's amazing. They just, I don't think it's as good as people, you know, act like it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, I mean, it was good and I enjoyed it, but I don't know, the way people like praise it and stuff. I'm like, guys, it wasn't that good. So, like, yeah, I watched it, and I did like it, but I just, the way that people hold it up higher.
Oh, yeah, and the way they, like, make it seem like it's the best thing on Netflix, or the best thing that they've ever seen before. Well, I mean, I guess for some people, if they've not seen a lot of things, then maybe it is the best thing that they've ever seen. But, I'm with you. It was definitely enjoyable. I feel like it's gotten better with every season. You're like, maybe
see,
not.
Well, I think it was more like they really, I thought they already tried too hard for season two, and then season three they tried way too hard. Like, it, I don't think there really needed to be a season three or really a season two. And like, I still did enjoy them, but it's just, especially by the time I got to three and like the plot point of season three, I was like, this feels forced. Like, they really tried to come up with something for season three rather than like a story progressing naturally. So, I haven't heard anyone has also thought that way, though.
I think there was either one of my coworkers or one of the guys that I was in my unit with. I think they kind of felt the same way, that they were saying that they felt like season three wasn't necessary. Like, they felt like they could have took season two, where, spoiler alert if you haven't seen season two, but they could have took season two, they could have closed the rift, and, you know, that could have been the end of it. They could have just had their dance, had their little happy ending, and that could have just been it. But, I don't know. Netflix felt like they hit gold with Stranger Things, and I feel like they're going to bring it back for season four.
I don't know about that, because I read somewhere before that said, like, Netflix tries to not even do a season three, let alone beyond that for any of their original shows, because at that point, they really only make money off of like a first season when people are first into it, because then they don't really get any new viewers. They only get continuous viewers, so they're not making more money. And also at that point, if a show is doing, you know, decent, then the people who are making the show want more money, and Netflix is like, nah, we're not getting any new viewers, and we have to pay you more money, so show's canceled. Canceled shows. From what I've read, I don't know how true that is.
That sounds very plausible, because it really seems like that's what they've been doing to shows.
Yeah, so that's why there's like one or two seasons, maybe three, and there's like hardly ever four or more for any Netflix original show.
But Voltron had, what, six seasons?
I have no idea. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch Voltron?
Why? I don't.
Voltron was good. Voltron was a pretty good show. I'm trying to think. As far as Netflix originals, I don't think I really watched too many Netflix originals.
Well, I guess not really necessarily a Netflix original, but in just Netflix created shows. Like, yeah. Even like, Umbrella Academy, technically, I don't know if that's considered technically like a Netflix original or not, because it's based off of, you know, the one comics.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's technically a Netflix original or just a Netflix created show. I don't know what you'd call it, but like that one, I enjoyed it, but because I like supernatural things and stuff. And yeah. There was to a point where people were talking about it all the time and I got annoyed seeing it, like just people talking about it, but I ended up watching the show and I did enjoy the show, but what just really ruined the whole show for me was the whole like adopted brother and sister having a thing. Like, that's just incest, guys. That's not good. I don't care if they're adopted and technically the way that they were like formed, technically they're mystical beings anyway or whatever, so they are actually related technically, and even if they weren't, they're still adopted siblings.
Yeah.
So that's still, like, I hate that. And I was so, like, when I first started watching the show and they kind of, you know, the banter they had back and forth and stuff at first, my first gathering of that was like, it's like, they seem a little flirty, but I was like, well, I mean, and then, like, once I saw them interact more, I was like, well, that could just be a brother-sister thing. And then once the show went on, I was like, oh, God, tell me like, no. And I had to look up an article before I continued. And I was like, oh, God, gross. Like, and they could have, even if it's, like, part of the webcomic, could have not put it in the show. I was like, if they come back with the season two, can they just pretend that didn't happen and not talk about it again? And they just be brother and sister and not have a thing anymore?
That would be nice.
Yeah, like, the whole, like, the show was good, but then... like, that just ruined everything.
Yeah, like, I don't definitely agree with that. But at least for me, I didn't see too many people talking about the Umbrella Academy. Like, even I saw a few people talking about it, and that's what kind of got me to watching it. And then even after I watched it, I didn't really see too many, like, references about it on social media, so it never really got to the point to where at least people talking about it got too much for me.
Yeah, it did. I saw it a lot, and then like the picture that they used for like I don't know cover art, I guess you could say, on Netflix.
Were they like all standing under their umbrella?
No, well, it was just the two that I can't remember their names. The two like secret agent people.
Oh yeah, God, what were their names?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. I can picture them, but I just can't remember their name. And it was specifically them wearing their masks, and specifically the one mask is just really creepy to me, and I just like, I hate, and it's like on the Netflix homepage because it's a Netflix show, and I'm like, please, I don't like this.
Is it the like the dog one or the
dog one? Yeah, I think it was.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, that could... well, I don't know. I don't really care much for that game. But just, I don't know, creepy what? Thing.
Well, I mean, just the mask, it just kind of reminded me of... it looked like a Five Nights at Freddy's type mask thing.
Yeah. I don't... it's just a mess.
I'm trying to remember their names, because I remember their names were like
something... Cha-Cha! And something else.
Yeah,
because Cha-Cha and the other one.
It was their names were just ridiculous. Hazel.
Academy.
Hazel and Cha-Cha.
Ah, you got it. Nailed it.
Just, yeah, ridiculous names.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's like even like with Attack on Titan, like the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not caught up with the show or the manga. Like the last part of the show I left off on, that was towards the end of season 2, and I didn't even finish that. And that's pretty much where I had left off in the manga originally.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what happens so far. But, you know, everyone would like ship Eren and Mikasa, and like they're technically adopted siblings,
right?
Because like when they first met or whatever, like the thing was, you know, like Mikasa's parents were murdered, and then so Eren's family took Mikasa in, and
right,
yeah, and then they were adopted siblings, and they've grown up from that age until, I don't know how old they were, like 8 until like 15 or something.
Yeah,
and they're technically siblings. And people are like, oh, I ship them. I'm like, girl, stop. Like, I hate, that is like my one, I usually don't hate ships. I might not like them, but I usually don't hate them. But I just downright hate that one because of that.
I feel like the, I don't even know what to call them, the shipping community.
Mm-hmm.
Just, they tend to, if two characters have any sort of connection at mm-hmm. all, doesn't matter what kind of connection it is. I can't even say outside of being like blood related brother and sister, because they still have a select few people out there that ship blood related siblings. But if any two characters have any type of connection, it's like they automatically want to ship them together.
Yeah. And like, there's not necessarily like inherently anything wrong with that.
No, there isn't. But there are some situations it's like, that just doesn't go.
Yeah.
But no, I never finished season 2. I watched all of season 1. Because when I watched it, I was watching it when it was on Toonami. And I watched a few episodes of season 2 and I never finished it. Because when it comes to anime, it's just so easy to fall behind.
I know.
And there's just so much out there that I need to catch up on.
Well, all I know, because I think my friend's caught up at least with the anime. All I know is apparently they get to the basement and it's anticlimactic. That's the only spoiler she gave me.
Let me see. Another show that a lot of people tend to like, but I've never really got into, mm-hmm. and you kind of sparked it when you were talking about supernatural things. Supernatural.
I watched it.
I never got into it.
Well, I like supernatural things and stuff, and at the time, I think when I first watched it, it was, like, I was on Tumblr, and I knew Supernatural was big,
mm-hmm.
and all I knew about it was just that it was a show about supernatural things, and I like, you know, like, magic and supernatural things, so I started watching it, and I liked it at first, but I don't remember what season I left off on. It was a while in, but after a while, it got really, I don't know, it wasn't the same show that it started off as.
Yeah.
And I much prefer the way it started off rather than what it was turning into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just two people, well, they're brothers, but, you know, just two people who are going around and, like, learning about supernatural creatures and, you know, getting rid of them, saving people. And, you know, that's how the show started off. And I liked that. But then once it got really into, like, it got super complicated and confusing, and I wasn't into that. So, I don't know how many seasons there are, what I left off on. I'm sure probably still, is it even still on Netflix?
I would guess it still is, because I think
there's still, I don't know.
I think this next season that's coming up is the last season.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's on Netflix per se.
Oh, that, yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes Netflix, you know, just doesn't have shows on there anymore, especially when you're in the middle of watching them.
That's the part that sucks.
Yeah, I've had it happen to me a couple times. I've also seen people say before, they're like, I wish Netflix had a button that, you know, the show history of like, don't show me this, I don't, or like, don't show me, continue watching. I'm like, they do, man. Just go, you have to like go into your account and then go to your watch history and then whatever show you want deleted, hit like erase. And then it's like, erase whole series. And you say, yeah. And it's like, okay, we'll erase this from your watch history. It might still recommend it to you as like a show to watch, but it won't show that you've watched it.
Oh.
And it's like, it could take like 24 hours to like erase from your watch history, but, or you can just erase a certain episode or a movie, or you could do the whole series. So
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, because I've done it before with shows that like I've watched and wasn't interested in, and you know, you don't want it to tell you to be like, hey, watch this because you started it, so you just delete it and it's like, okay.
So. But yeah, Supernatural is still on Netflix, seasons 1 through 14.
I don't know my Netflix login off the top of my head, but I don't know, I'll have to check and see where it, because I know I got pretty in, like, you know, I may have left off on, I want to say, maybe season 8 or 9. So it was a while after it got into, like, all the crazy stuff. And there was a time where I went back a little bit for, I think, a season. So I think I left off in, like, 8 or something and then, like, went back and watched for, like, another season or so and to try and get back into it, and it just didn't really work. But it's, you know, it was like, man, I'm bored. I don't have anything to watch. And I started watching this forever ago, so I guess I'll be going. But then you get real confused again because you're like, I don't remember what happened last time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just not necessarily a bad show. It's just not, I was more interested in what it started off as and not so much what it became.
Yeah.
What you said earlier about like the when you tune out when like or like you know leave a podcast, one of the RT podcasts or whatever, when they start talking about like Game of Thrones or something, that's me with superhero movies, which they do every time a superhero movie comes out on Off Topic.
Yeah,
they're like, here, we're gonna talk about, and then sometimes if it's soon enough, you know, they'll try and avoid spoilers, but you know, anytime they talk about anything superhero, I'm like, ugh. Like, that's one of the things for me, too, is just hearing about superhero movies. Just because it's just not something I'm interested in, but, like, everyone else in the world is. So, it's everywhere, and everyone talks about it, and everyone watches it, including my friend. It's like, man.
Well, I try to not talk about them so much, because I know you don't really watch them, so.
I've seen Star Wars is the same way, but you don't see it really talked about as much.
Only in like the diehard Star Wars community.
Like, yeah, and I'm obviously not in those.
Yeah, I'm not part of that community.
I've seen one of the Star Wars movies, and it was one that came out in theaters because I was hanging out with my friend, and it was, you know, had just come out recently, and she wanted to go see it. I don't mind going to, like, I like going to the theater to watch movies, but none of them usually, you know, it's just hard for a movie to spark my interest. So if my friend's like, I want to see a movie, I'm like, okay, like, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
So I saw one of the Star Wars ones, and I saw Black Panther. So that's the only superhero and the only Star Wars movie I saw. Unless you want to count, like, in English 9, we watched just one of the earlier Star Wars movies, but I don't remember anything about it because I didn't care or really pay attention, but yeah, that's it.
And you watched a Star Wars movie in English class?
Yeah, it had to do with, I don't know, whatever we were learning at the time. I think it was something similar to, maybe it was something similar to like Romeo and Juliet, where like the plot line, I don't remember what it was, because we watched Romeo and Juliet too, and read it.
Okay.
But, yeah, we watched one of the Star Wars movies. I don't remember what one, why, because that was, you know, my freshman year, but
it was probably one of the prequels then, because I would imagine if it had like Romeo and Juliet type themes, I would imagine that it was episode 2, probably.
Maybe. I don't remember if it was Romeo and Juliet. Ask her if it was something else. I feel like it was Romeo and Juliet, though, but I don't remember.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I remember, you know, there were different English 9 teachers, and I remember people being jealous of our class and be like, you get to watch Star Wars?
But yeah, that's another franchise that I never really found myself like sucked into. Like I only really like the last two that just came out. I can't even remember. The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. Those are the only two Star Wars movies that I've seen from beginning to end. Like the other, like the original three, the three prequels, and then Rogue One and Solo. Like I couldn't even tell you like how the movies play out. But I mean, you asked me about an MCU movie, I could tell you from beginning to end exactly what happens. But yeah, Star Wars was just never something that I really like latched on to.
It's like, it's one of those things where it's just, it was already big before I could, you know, register anything, like when I was younger. And like, you know, with my friend, a lot of it was her mom would like show her things or, you know, like watch movies and things with her. And she happened to get into things that way. And her mom is like 20 years older than my mom. So, it's just like, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
So I just, it was something that was never on my radar. And by the time it, like, I just didn't even know it existed or anything. And by the time I did, it was already really big and really annoying. And just something like I just had no interest in. Like, Star Wars isn't necessarily annoying. It's just I have no interest in it.
Right.
And then when it comes to, like, superhero stuff, it's I have no interest and it's really annoying.
Yeah, superhero fans can really be a little bit hard to deal with. I recognize that, and I try not to be that person.
And I'm not saying that I'll necessarily like I liked Black Panther. Not knowing anything about any of the other movies or characters or anything, I enjoyed the movie as a movie.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm sure if I watched the other movies, like, I'm not saying that I won't like them or something. I just don't have any base interest in watching them.
Yeah.
Like, it was my friend's idea to go watch Black Panther, and I just tagged along, and I was like, yeah, I enjoyed it. But it's just not something that I would, you know, seek out myself. And even if she may, you know, sat me down and was like, hey, we're going to watch superhero movies, I feel like, no. Because one time they wanted to watch, it was her and her other friend wanted to watch Avatar, like the blue people. And I had no interest in it, and I knew it was really long and people really liked it, but I had no interest in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to. And they're like, oh, well, we are. So I just sat in my friend's room, bored on my phone while they sat out in the living room watching the movie.
Aww.
It's like, well, thanks, guys.
And I think they're set to make 3 or 4 more. And I really don't see how.
See, that's where it's like, you know, every movie has a sequel. It's like, they don't.
You don't always need one.
Like, if the first. Yeah, if the first movie does well, that's the only reason why they do it, is because it does well and they want to make more money.
Right.
But most of the time, most movies, 90% of movies can be standalone and be great. Because a lot of the time, sequels suck. Not all the times, but a lot of times they just suck because they're compared to the first one, which was good, and the second one is just first.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. It's like, you know, the Disney remakes and all that going on right now and stuff, where it's not necessary. They're and like, really sure, it might be good, but not necessary at all.
I mean, I feel like if you want to revitalize the Disney story to be fresh for a younger generation, then reanimate the original. You know, you don't have to change it. You don't have to add new things. You don't have to redo the music. Just take the original story and all that animation, keep the same voice actors, well, not the same voice actors, but just keep the same audio from the original movie, and just modernize the animation.
Yeah,
and do it that way.
I don't get all these, like, we're making it live action. Like, it's never meant for that.
Right.
It's unnecessary. They're just, that's all there is they're just trying to capitalize on, like,
nostalgia.
Our age group of, like, mm-hmm. yeah, our nostalgia of, like, we watched that as a kid, so we want to go see it look better.
Right.
I have no interest in it. Like, the only one I have interest in going to see is Mulan, because that was one of my favorite Disney movies. But even my other favorite Disney movies, I have no interest in seeing.
Yeah. And I feel like that's one of the few that they can actually take and adapt to real life, because it's a,
mm-hmm.
you know, other than, you know, Mushu and Kriki and I don't remember the horse's name, but, you know, other than those, like, animal characters having personalities, everyone else in the story was human. So you mm-hmm. can take that and you can reimagine that as a live action movie with actual people, and you don't need to add those CGI animal characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen different things say, you know, like, completely opposite views on it. Like, I've seen people that are upset about Mulan, how it's not going to have what's his face, you know, the main guy.
Shang.
Yeah, him. like people are upset that it's not going to have him, and they're replacing him with another character,
mm-hmm.
and who apparently allegedly is, like, going to absolutely hate Mulan until he finds out she's a girl and suddenly be attracted to her and love her.
No.
People are upset about that. Yeah, you know, this is just something people are upset about that, about, like, you know, like, Shang had a thing for Ping,
mm-hmm.
just, like, you know, so, like, it was, like, bi erasure was kind of, like, what it was saying. But, and I guess there's not, they're, like, there won't be any songs, there won't be Mushu, there won't be, you know, like, all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are obviously upset about that, because they're, like, you're remaking it, but you're, like, changing so many things.
Right,
but,
so it's, like, why not just make an entirely new movie?
Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of, like, what they're trying to do, because then I read somewhere else that said that they're trying to make it closer to the actual story that Mulan is based off of, like, the actual Chinese story.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, allegedly, Chinese people were upset that they, like,
kind of butchered it.
Changed. Yeah, like, butchered the story of, you know, the whoever Mulan is based off of. I don't know if that was, like, her actual name or whatever, you know, like, the legend or story, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're trying to make it closer to that, and that's why they're taking out certain things and adding different things, but I don't, that's, you know, two very different sides that I've read, and
yeah.
I don't know, you know, what's true or not, but that's just the two sides I've seen. So, because I was upset at first, too, about, like, no Shang, no Mushu, no music. I was upset about it at first, too, but after reading that, I was like, oh, that makes more sense if that's true, you know? So that's another reason why I want to go see it, to, if it's closer to the actual story it's based off of, to actually, like, watch that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that definitely, that take definitely makes more sense. But
yeah.
I feel like a lot of the Disney movies that the fairy tales were based off of, you can't necessarily go into the original.
Well, you could. I would think that would be great if they actually,
yeah.
like, if Disney remade all the, like, you know, original Disney stories based off of the actual tales, like, the Grimm brothers wrote. I think that would actually be really cool and actually make sense.
Yeah, but some of them are really dark.
Well, that's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't necessarily for kids. The kids have their animated ones. The adults are the ones that have the cool live action or animated ones or whatever that are, like, you know, insane.
Yeah, I don't think Disney would ever do that.
No, but that's what I think would be. I think that would make more sense if they were going to remake the movies, if they actually changed things instead of just remaking it to just be. Now there's, like, real people in it. I just don't understand why they're doing that, other than just the money thing, which it's dumb, but that's, I'm sure, their reason.
And I think we came full circle back to where we started before we started the podcast, talking about Disney.
Listen, man, Disney sucks.
Oh, yeah. But to all of our listeners, if you have a funny story that you want to share with about your family, or if you have anything that you have a quote-unquote unpopular opinion on, some type of form of media, show or movie or some music that everyone else around you seems to love but you just really don't have a taste for, or better yet, you just can't stand at all, leave us a comment. You can find us on all social media. You can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on our page. You can leave us a comment there. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. You can leave us a comment on any of those social media platforms. We'd be happy to read it, and we would love to know what you guys have to say about the things we talked about today. If you don't want to use social media, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Again, we would love to hear what you have to say. If you want to hear more of the show and you want to subscribe to us, you can find us on all podcast streaming services, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I'm working on getting us on Pandora, and if you listen to that, you can find us on there too. But if you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, you can easily still listen to the show by going to our website, spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can just scroll through every single one of our episodes, find which one you want to listen to, click play, and you can listen to it from any browser that you choose to listen from. If you want to get in touch with myself or Ashley individually, you can find our social media links in the description of the show, along with everything else I just mentioned. Almost made it through without a flow, but so close.
It's fine.
A lot of memories, a lot of opinions.
really went, like, opinion heavy.
I feel like that was a really good episode. I feel like this is one of our best episodes.
I feel like we actually both brought, like, good topics that we could actually have a discussion about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found mine earlier at work. So I was like, oh, frick, it's Tuesday.
I just found mine like 2 minutes before we started recording.
Oh, man, we're amazing.
Just think, listeners, if we can produce this kind of content with such little prep time. Imagine if you actually gave us a week to actually prepare some stuff.
I mean, technically, we do have a week to prepare. We just don't do it.
They don't need to know that.
Okay, my bad. Cut that out of the podcast. It's not real.
But to everybody, all of our listeners, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you guys coming through and listening to us every week. We hope that you'll join us next time. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.